This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day as we are off and running here in our final approach to Cowboys training camp. We'll be in Oxnard, California next week and throughout their, three and a half weeks there.
Yeah.
Be exciting times. And obviously SEC football getting ready as well. And Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN joining us now to talk more about, what is this, day three of SEC Media Days and all the big storylines. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Good to be on with you guys. And day three of SEC Media Days. Now it's like Groundhog's Day, guys, where it feels like we've been here, you know, going on 12 hours a day for 4 days straight. And you learn a lot, man, but I tell you what, every now and then it's like, college, you know, I just want to go home. I'm like, E.T., man, can I just freaking phone home? I want to come home, right? So A&M shows up tomorrow, and I promise you, after A&M is that done in the morning, my big bloated butt is on a flight back to Dallas. How we doing, man? What we got?
I'll tell you what, Ian, it's good to hear from you again.
It's so good to hear you.
My Cajun brother. What's up, Bengal Tiger? What do we know?
Not much, man. Well, I mean, you got a chance to talk to my coach. How's he feeling about our ball team this year?
Dude, all right. So, hey, look, I love this, right? Gavin, boys, we're in Dallas, Texas, and yeah. Broadus jumps in with the LSU question right off the top.
I just got to know, man. I mean, my quarterback. I feel like my quarterback is one of the best in the country. Even though that conference has got some quarterbacks. I'm sure you'll get into all those. But yeah,
You're right. Broadus, right there. You and I were texting earlier, man. That's the number one storyline to me in the SEC is quarterback play. But
yeah.
You talk about LSU. You and I have known Brian Kelly, heck, going back to Cincinnati days, even before he was at Notre Dame. And I have not seen him this confident and outgoingly confident since Notre Dame played Alabama in the national championship. And then they got steamrolled. We all know what happened on the first snap, right? Sure. It feels over. But it was a hell of a ball club. They are, you know, Patrick Payton coming over from Florida State. You know, how good was he playing opposite Jared Verse, right? And then he got doubled a lot last year. So that was a big hole they filled up front. Defensive tackle, they plugged it. Weeks and Harold Perkins are back healthy on the defensive side. We all know the defense has been a problem for LSU, man. But when you talk about Garrett Nussmeier, he's on the all-hug team, dude. I mean, this guy doesn't want to beat you. He wants to embarrass you and your family. And then afterward, he'll say, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to beat you by 30, but, you know, that's the way it went today. And best of luck to you and your fam around Christmas. I mean, he is a silent assassin. They're deep in the running back room. They got to replace both tackles who went in the, you know, obviously Will Campbell going fourth overall to New England and Emory Jones Jr. going to the Ravens. But, man, they're loaded. They got a St. Aug boy at left tackle. And for anybody in Dallas, Texas, I know St. Aug.
Yeah,
that's like Dent Ryan, HP, and Westlake rolled into one.
Yeah.
They got talent, man, on the O line, young guys, right, to replace those dudes. But LSU's going to be really stinking good, and it starts at quarterback because I think Garrett Nussmeier, not Arch Manning, folks.
Yeah.
Garrett Nussmeier to me is the best quarterback, not just in the SEC but in college football.
Yeah, it might be a thing, too. I mean, you think about Sellers from South Carolina as well. But I want to get into, like, with Texas. And it looks like to me that it's Sark having to replace all those offensive linemen, but he's got talent up and down that roster, right?
Yeah. And Kyle Flood is, to me, the best offensive line coach in college football.
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL. He's been a head coach, you know, at Rutgers, and then he went to the Healing Hand of Saban, then the Atlanta Falcons, back to Saban. Now, you know, obviously with the Texas Longhorns with Sark for years, and was Sark's first hire when he came over to Texas. Obviously you got to replace some guys, but they're to the point now of reloading. Anthony Hill as an All-American linebacker. Sark told me the biggest thing that he's learned the last couple of years, where he was one play away against Washington 2 years ago. You know, Travion Henderson has that stupid unsportsmanlike penalty, the Cotton Bowl for Ohio State. It makes up for it in a minute and a half to go with that swing right at the right boundary, right, to score and all that, you know, but right before half, and makes up for it, and the rest is history. He told me it's not a physical aspect of finishing those games. It is more mental, and he's going to back off a little bit from some of the mental stuff later in the season, because look, guys, they start August 30th at Ohio State. The national championship is January 19th. Pitchers and catchers are reporting a few weeks later, guys. I mean, damn, man. I mean, we're talking, you know, 17, 18 games to go and win a national championship. So buckle your chin strap a little tighter, but back off a little bit is what Sark was saying as far as the mental side, because it is a very, very long season, and some of these dudes are going to be balling out or 18 years old.
It's Ian Fitzsimmons here with you. Speaking of the mental side and a long season, how did you survive all those shows with Galloway?
Hey, those were glorious times. Were, and I still talk to Gallo every week. Every week we have a conversation. I mean, he is still plugged in. He's the best. There ain't nobody better, man. And he got away with stuff none of us could ever get away with. I mean, it just – I still pick his brain to the – Gavin, I'm glad you asked that question, man, because I still pick his brain to this day, whether it's, what do you think of Dak? What do you think of, a coaching hire? How would you handle this? Hey, Broadus, you remember this line, ready?
Yeah.
We ain't got enough.
Yeah, we ain't got enough.
Every day would come in. It could be an overreaction Monday after a Cowboy game, and we ain't got enough, right?
No. So he would always do this, too. Yeah, he would also go, watch this, Fitzsimmons. I'm about to set this market off. You know, and he'd be chomping on that cigar, and you guys would just ride right along. It's good stuff.
Gavin, hey, man, let me tell you a true story, dude. So after the Rangers sale, what was it, 09?
Yeah, 10.
2010, right, whatever it was, comes on the mic and he said, and we're damning our bullpen for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Prepping, getting ready for a 3-hour show. He looks at me and goes, whatever you do, don't come on the damn mic in this first segment. So why? He goes, I don't want you to get fired. Me? I don't give a damn. And he goes on to accuse Mark Cuban. We're the Dallas Mavericks flagship. And he goes on, first words out of his mouth are, Mark Cuban took a kickback to drive the sale of the Rangers up on the Astros. Phone lines are open. And then he starts ripping into Cubes. Who calls the hotline first break?
My goodness.
Mark Cuban. Galloway looks at me and goes, thought he might. Keep your mic off, boy.
Legendary.
That is awesome.
Man, so many texts coming in.
The next thing you know, guys, I mean, Broadus, you were there. I mean, remember it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a true damn story. Yeah. I mean, I know we were talking about SEC media, but you brought up the old man, right? And he's a Texas Sports Hall of Famer for a reason.
That's right.
Cuban comes on, and Cuban goes, hey, Randy? And all of a sudden he goes, Mark? And Cuban goes, did you accuse me of taking a kickback? It's your damn right idea. And it was like something out of A Few Good Men. I mean, and then they go at it for 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
and at the end of, my mic is, I'm just writing, handwriting questions. And at the end of it, Cuban is thanking Galloway for having him on the show and says, next round is on me. Can't make it up, man.
No, you can't. Totally unique.
One of one. That is absolutely amazing. Ian, Zach Wolchuk with you. We're getting so many texts in, man. Gak, I grew up listening to it as well. You're an absolute legend. What are you thinking about Arch Manning? What are your expectations? I think that the Heisman favorite stuff, a little crazy.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, as you know, when I sat down with Sark yesterday and I posed that question, and he's like, what's going to happen when he throws his first pick? Because it's going to happen. I guess, no gold jacket. Yeah. You know, for Arch Manning. And Sark told me, I'm here, and he's told Arch this a million times, I'm here to protect you, and just go be you. You go be you, and we'll handle all the ancillary stuff, right, and the outside noise. Just go play ball. But, guys, this is the world where I just sat down with Danny Werfel, you know, I mean, a Heisman Trophy winner. I asked him that very question, Zach, you just asked me, and he said the best advice that he has given any quarterback in – he, you know, basically told Arch this, and DJ Lagway, you know, an outstanding Texas high school quarterback now, who hopefully for Florida Gator fans is going to be a star. He said, look, ignore social media, stay off of it, and just be in the room with your guys. That's what Werfel did his Heisman Trophy senior year. He said, I didn't read a newspaper. There was no social media back then, but I surrounded myself with friends and family that really – a lot of them weren't football fans. And just, I was just me. That's the best advice that he said he could give Arch Manning. That's very similar to what Sark said. I was in the green room yesterday with you know, their outstanding All-American linebacker, Anthony Hill. I mean, Zero can play for me anytime. And he and Arch were just cutting it up with each other. You know, I asked Anthony Hill, what is it about Arch that makes you all better? And he's like, his check with me to the line are sick. I'll know a play. I know that offense pretty well. I've been around it for 3 years. And Arch comes in and just starts screaming, Zach, going, dude, you know, he's calling out run, man. I'm having to do check with me to the line of scrimmage. He's so damn frustrating. If you're a Longhorn fan, you love hearing that because that's a chess match between two leaders and two guys that know ball, right? I mean, you got Arch Manning going, all right, you know, we got, two high safeties, boundary corners playing with leverage, and Anthony Hill sitting there going, the hell with all that stuff, man. It's a run. I mean, it was impressive to watch those two guys just kind of go at each other off air. And it's impressive. But all this stuff about Arch Manning being, you know, the best quarterback since Tim Tebow and this and that, I mean, shut up. Just let him play. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't even played a whole year yet. And I think Garrett Nussmeier is number one quarterback in college football. Lenore Sellers at South Kakalaki is one bigger in person and wicked smart.
Yeah.
John Mateer's got some moxie to him, guys. So when I say that, you know, Arch Manning coming into the season, in my opinion, isn't even in the top three in the SEC, much less the country, that's a compliment. Just let him go be. Let him play, and then we'll judge him.
It's Ian Fitzsimmons with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How much Nick Saban conversation's been going down out there?
Outside of McElroy's tongue-in-cheek kind of joke to Feinbaum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that or heard it, right? But it was basically McElroy, former Alabama quarterback, right? Going, mm-hmm. Yeah, a guy told me, you know, that it may be, you know, basically, you know, is he done? I mean, Paul, you know, I mean, it basically Mac asked Paul. Paul flipped it back on McElroy. Then they go on, you know, SEC Network and SportsCenter. And then Laura Rutledge is now asking Mac about it. I mean, it was almost tongue-in-cheek, but it turned into, because it's SEC Media Days, right? Right. You got Cowherd talking about it. Brian Kelly's being asked about it. Lane Kiffin's being posed a question. Of course, you know what Lane does. Stirs that thing up, man.
Like, oh, he absolutely stirs that up.
Better.
Nobody
hell
does
yeah.
it better, yeah.
He is the grand damn marshal. So yeah. I think Saban's done. I mean, he needed coaching like all of us need oxygen. But I think he's, you know, at 70, 71. I think he's content, because what he told me last year was when he was hosting players' families at his house, and his wife, Terry, was being posed the first question she was getting in the kitchen wasn't about how are you going to take care of my son, or what can you do, what's, you know, to take care of my boy, or, you know, major and this and that. It was all about NIL money. That's when he knew it was like a moment of clarity. He was done. I don't see him coming back. Not in this era.
Hey, Ian, real quick there. What is Paul Feinbaum like?
Broadus, you know, backstories on Paul and I. I know that's a loaded question, but Paul is about as plugged in as anybody.
Sure.
And he does a remarkable job. And he, going back to the late 80s, early 90s, created something that will never, ever be done again.
Sure.
And that is a soap opera on the radio.
He is
a remarkable, remarkable magician of creating characters that literally is like Days of Our Lives. And it's a soap opera on the radio, and it's beyond impressive what he's done.
Who's your surprise team in the SEC this year?
Is it a surprise, guys? Oklahoma. But
yeah.
So many people are they like the trendy pick, and I like to go against the trendy pick. But, man, being around John Mateer, Oklahoma was here today in Atlanta. Damn, man. I mean, this young man has got some freaking chutzpah to him. And anybody who knows Yiddish knows what that means. I mean, and I'm an Irish Catholic, but hey, my mom grew up in, you know, upstate New York and then raised thoroughbred racehorses in Folsom, Louisiana. So that's where I got that term.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, their D-line, our Mason Thomas, is just phenomenal. The O-line, if they can stay healthy this year. Dude, I'm telling you, Oklahoma might surprise some people. And there is a monster, and I do mean monster game early in the year, September 20th. Swing game, Auburn and Jackson Arnold come to town.
Mm.
That is I cannot emphasize how big that game is for both programs. But Mateer, Ben Arbuckle coming over from Washington State. Watch out for the Sooners, guys. I think they have the chance to be a 9-10 win type team.
what should Aggie fans expect? Or is A&M really just a quarterback away for, from having a
Marcel
great
Reed's
season?
Marcel Reed's got to stay healthy. Yeah. Okay. Reed's got to stay healthy. You know, think about it, man. You're one game away from playing in the SEC championship game against Texas. And it's so good to have that damn rivalry back, isn't it?
Thank goodness, man.
At Thanksgiving, your turkey taste, your leftovers taste that much better. I mean, we all grew up on turkey hash in Louisiana, boys. I mean, right. It doesn't get any better. But if Reed's got to stay healthy. I am a massive Mike Elko fan. He gives the best out of his players. And the players want to give everything for the guy. Reed's got to stay healthy. That's the key to Aggie football.
Ian Fitzsimmons here wrapping up. How much do you keep an eye on the cows these days?
Always, man. Always. I mean, look, you know who I work for? If we're not talking about the Dallas Cowboys, man, we're getting fired. I mean, there's at least one segment a night and every day that is devoted to Dallas. I will say this, guys. No BS. I'm being dead serious. I think they are a 10-win team this year. You know, when you get 70 wins without Dak, you know the hell he had to go through last year.
Yeah,
I don't know what shot he's got as a head coach. I know my brother, who's been in the league for years, Broadus knows my brother well. Yeah. Who's now the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah,
he's a big Brian Schottenheimer fan. So. You get a healthy quarterback, you get that run game going, the O-line does something, why not? And plus, it's been 20 years. It's been over two decades since the same team won the freaking East. You think Philly's winning it again? No. So why not Washington and Dallas? Because it damn sure ain't going to be the Giants.
I love it, Ian. I mean, you're just killing it. Thank you so much for blessing us with your wisdom and your insights there on SEC Media Days. And, we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Anytime, boys. Anytime. Appreciate you.
Salute. Thank there you. He goes. Thank Ian Fitzsimmons. Legendary voice, incredible football broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for booking that, man. That was great.
Dude, that was incredible.
Stroll down memory lane. Bro, that needs to be a college football season staple.
I love a weekly.
Yeah.
All righty. Coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, Zach, where are you taking us?
Is this an all-time great wide receiver and some of the top training camp storylines? That's next.
Okay, I want to chat Window Nation with you before we get there, though, because it's hot, you know, and if you've been trying to stay cool during the dog days of summer, but your windows are old, it might be time to get new windows. And if you can save 50% off all new windows, plus get zero interest for five whole years right now with Window Nation. Just go to windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. Tell them I sent you. You're not going to pay any interest till 2030 and have brand new windows in your home that can save you hundreds, if not thousands, on your energy bills. These are top quality, strong vinyl windows that will withstand this Texas heat, unlike the aluminum ones that get too hot to even touch. And did I mention Window Nation will get this job done for you in a day or less, because that's how good they are. They're install crews have over a decade of experience. It all adds up to 96% job satisfaction on the first try. And in the window industry, that is an industry leading number. Do not procrastinate another day. Take advantage of this incredible sale right now. 50% off all window styles and zero interest till 2030 with Window Nation, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Just go to windownation.com today. Salute. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We'll check what you got.
All right, give me your most important non-quarterback on the Dallas Cowboys, 877-881-1053. But we just talked some college football with the great Ian Fitzsimmons. And Eli Manning was just at SEC Media Days, and he shared this about his nephew, Arch Manning.
Well, the good thing about Arch is he's been dealing with this since he was a freshman in high school, and he was a starting quarterback at the same high school that Peyton and I played. And so, you know, he's used to this. You know, it's not like this is a new situation. He's been under this spotlight for the last 7 years of his life. And so, obviously, it's at the next level. Now you're playing college football. You're the starter. I love the fact that he got some starts last season. So he's not going into this first game of the season with your first time starting. So he has some things that he knows he needs to work on this offseason, that, hey, the speed of the game, the coverages, what teams did to prepare for his style of play. So, you know, there's things to look at. There's things to improve on. And I think that's great to have a full offseason to go through those things. Those are things he's grinding on right now. So I think, you know, hey, I'm optimistic. I think he's going to do great. Of course, there's going to be some ups and downs. He's still a young quarterback. It's not going to all be perfect. I think, you know, probably the expectations, are unattainable of what people think he's just going to be, come in and just be automatic. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be interceptions, but there's going to be a lot of touchdowns. There'll be a lot of good things. And each week it'll be an opportunity for him to learn something new.
I think the thing that is going to most benefit him is there's immense pressure. I don't think that, as Eli said, that's anything new for him, but I really believe this Texas defense is going to be one of the best in the country. And I think the defense is really going to help him not have to be perfect in the beginning portion of the season while he's kind of figuring out his footing. And I get it. Hey, you're going on the road, hostile environment, a team at Ohio State that's got the best wide receiver in the country and Jeremiah Smith, they might be able to put up some points. But when you got Anthony Hill, who's going to be a first-round pick at linebacker, Colin Simmons, who's going to be one of the top players selected 2 years from now in the draft as an edge rusher, Michael Taft, one of the best safeties in the country.
Yeah, Taft's a good player.
Malik Muhammad could end up being
nice corner.
A first or second round pick.
Better than his brother.
Yeah, absolutely. He is.
His brother's a good player.
He's got the size. Unfortunately, his brother Muhammad didn't get that. But I think the defense can really be the strength of this Texas team to where Arch doesn't have to necessarily be Superman early on for them to have success, and then the offense will progress. I mean, Ryan Owingo could be really, really good for them at wide receiver. And the good thing is, while they do have a new left tackle, Trevor Goosby will be the starter there at left tackle, taking over for Kelvin Banks. And Goosby had to play quite a bit last year.
And Goosby wasn't bad.
No, he was good.
I mean, they did not miss much of a beat. When you watch that film, when you're watching the backs and stuff, and you're thinking, he had to play left tackle
and right
tackle some too.
Super athlete.
Yeah,
he's going to be a good player. So, I'm just so ready. Let's get college football back. All NFL football. I mean, that opening weekend slate with Texas and Ohio State, LSU and Clemson.
LSU going to Death Valley.
It's
going to
be just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I don't know how good Arch is going to be at the peak of his career, but I think in college with that defense and Sarkisian, this is going to be a very exciting time to be a Longhorns fan. Like, will he be the best player in college? I don't know. Is he going to be a great NFL player? I don't know. But he does enough things very well, and the fact that he's a weapon with his legs and pretty strong as well.
He's a better athlete than you would think.
Oh,
you kind of see his uncles, and you're kind of like going, he's kind of tall. I mean, like when I met him, he's looking down at me, and I'm a good 6'3".
You're a tall guy.
And you're thinking, kind of giraffe-y, gangly. But, man, the guy's got some elusiveness in the open field, makes people miss, can be powerful if he has to. Hopefully,
kind of looks like a wide receiver in
hopefully
his uniform.
He won't get
he got dad's athletic genes for sure.
Hopefully he won't get beat up running the ball. You know, that's what you worry about, him taking a hip pointer shot or something like that.
Because he does have that bulldozer mentality. He's got a swagger about him, man. I mean, you could see it after he scored against A&M.
Yeah.
Like the entire sideline erupts.
That was an important game for them.
It's gonna be fun. It really is. And in fact, I mean, ESPN ranked like each team's arch nemesis, like who's the arch villain going to be for all the top 25 teams. They put Oklahoma as Texas's, and it's not like Oklahoma's not. I mean, obviously Texas OU's a massive rivalry, but I would probably go with Georgia. Georgia beat Texas twice last year. Georgia seems to have the Horns number, and they got to go to Athens this year. Like, if I'm Texas, I'm worried about Georgia. You got to go ahead and beat them, and then you got a chance all of a sudden to possibly win the SEC. But your most important non-quarterback, CBS Sports did this for every team. Who's the most important non-Dak Prescott on the roster? And we got some texts coming in. George Pickens was one. Hear me out. We know CD. We know the wall of Tyler. We don't know about Blandon Diggs yet, but a number two who can actually work the field changes things from the 2-1-4. They're going Pickens. Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the biggest X factor, that if this guy is great. But like, I look at this like, who can you not afford to lose?
Okay.
And, you know, that it's a two-man race. It's Micah or CD.
Okay.
And I would choose Micah because Pickens is there, actually. Yeah, I mean, Micah for sure. I mean, their defense was so much better. The on-off splits of how quarterbacks played against them when Micah was on the field compared to when he was off, especially when he was injured, it was night and day difference. There's no question it's Micah. And after that, I would probably go Guyton.
Yeah, I mean, I would have voted Guyton. I think if you can get solid left tackle play, and again, you don't need an all-pro. You don't need a Pro Bowler. That'd be great. But just solid left tackle play. Let's party, man. I think this offensive line has a chance to be a top 10 unit in the league again. And now the run game's feeling pretty good. Dak is going to have time in the pocket. I'm excited about possibly the potential of this offensive line, but it really kind of starts with Tyler Guyton there at left tackle. We do have training camp questions. And Ben Solak of ESPN put out, what are some of the best battles to watch as we get training camp starting around the NFL? For the Cowboys, I don't think it's a surprise. It's that running back group. Who emerges? Is it Javonte Williams, who hasn't looked explosive since a major knee injury in 22? Is it Miles Sanders? Is it Jaden Blue, the fifth-round pick? Could Phil Maffa, the seventh-rounder? Is Deuce Vaughn actually?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buried and no longer worth anything. I can't wait to see and get eyes on this battle at training camp when it comes to running back. You got several other battles across the league. Chiefs at left tackle. I think that's going to be Josh Simmons. I think he's just without question the most talented guy. Kingsley Suamataia, their second round pick from a year ago out of BYU, did play left tackle. I think they could possibly kick him in to guard. He could play left guard. All of a sudden, you got a strong left guard there with Kingsley Suamataia and then Jeffrey Simmons playing there at left tackle.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Josh
Simmons is
good. I said that throughout the entire damn draft, too.
Yeah, Jeffrey
Simmons. The D-tackle with the
Josh
Titans.
Simmons, Ohio State. This guy might be one of the best picks.
Absolutely.
Draft, but it's all
no bad. Question. For the Eagles, they had a question about, certainly, hey, going into year two now. Is there a Super Bowl hangover for them? I think that possibly could be in the play here. I think I could see a regression. I've been putting in the call there for the Eagles to regress and come back down to the pack. And then injuries to monitor. Jahad Campbell's one for Filthy. DeMarvian Overshone's one for your Cowboys. Rookies to watch. Savone Rovell is one for the Cowboys. And I'm fascinated how much work does he actually get once we get to Arkstar. Because if you can get something out of the rookie Savone Rovell and he ends up living up to the expectation where, hey, we thought, I mean, I know, I think you did as well, like best corner in the draft if you weren't hurt. All of a sudden, you're feeling much better about the secondary.
It's funny, when you went for how I stacked the players, I had him as my 11th best player
My
board.
Yeah, if that and comes
so
to fruition,
it went reverse. Like, I had my third round was my first best player, if this makes sense. The second round was right, and then the first round was my third best player out of that. So it's kind of a weird, I mean,
yeah, reverse order.
Reverse order in the way I saw these guys. This guy, if he was healthy, Dallas would have never saw him.
Mm-hmm.
They would have never saw him. You know, that just wasn't going to, you know, they just wasn't going to happen.
Gosh, how amazing would it be if he ends up being legit and Kalen Carson rediscovers things?
The thing I'm starting to feel bad about that I was wrong about Carson. Because I saw a guy like, okay, Rams preseason game last year. He gets beat early in the game, and then the next six times the ball goes his direction, tackled every single time. And I'm like going, okay, but this kid, when he got hurt, he became a shell. He wasn't even the same guy out there.
He lost his confidence.
He wasn't even the same guy playing. And I was like, God, that doesn't seem like this kid.
No, I'm not quitting on him. I'm still going to trust the evaluation there. You're just going into year two. I still believe that Kalen Carson can give you some depth.
So Carson, Revell, Bland, you're starting three?
Well,
I think Kyer Elam's going to start.
Elam's going to be Elam the starter. Elam's likely going to be the starter, yeah.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have more sports. There's a top 100 all-time NBA players that's out. Where's Dirk? Where's Luka? And what are the big mistakes made in these rankings? It's coming up next year, the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. All righty, thank you, Jacob Ray, and for Lucius Alexander all week long. Send Lucius some love on social. Let him know that he's missed. You are a couple hours away here from the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. They've been having a great week of broadcasting. Looking forward to that on the way home, of course. But right here we have NBA Top 100. It's been redone. It's one of my favorite bits, I think, in all of sport. You know, we used to do the top 50 there around the turn of the century, and then it's kind of grown to the top 75. Now, Bleacher Report throwing out the top 100. I don't know if this is going to be an official iconic list, but it is interesting, you know, because I have some pretty strong opinions, like, you know, Kevin Garnett overrated, number one. I can't believe they have him coming in at 16 ahead of guys like Dirk and Luka and so many other players. But I think the first one that I think is kind of crazy is Curry over Kobe.
I agree.
Okay. And
I'm with you.
I have a lot of respect for what Steph Curry has done, but I don't think he could drive a team to a championship. And as a matter of fact, in a lot of those final situations, he wasn't winning finals MVPs. He's, you know, no doubt changed the game, one of the great shooters. But I mean, can anybody argue that if you're starting an organization and you get the pick out of anybody, it's gotten down to you and it's in between Curry and Kobe? Is anybody taking Curry here?
No, I'm taking Kobe.
No, but I mean, he is the greatest shooter ever. So,
yeah,
I get it. But man, I don't think I would do it over Kobe. I think Kobe could be the one man wrecking crew. Whereas Steph, for as great as he is and was, I mean, he was always surrounded.
And then how big is the, you know, defensive liability factor?
Absolutely.
We're seeing it be bigger than ever, where you can't have anybody on the court that's a below average defender, or in playoff situations, they're going to get picked on relentlessly.
Dawson, you know NBA history better than me. What kind of player was Kobe Bryant coming out? He was a high school player, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When we were talking about high school players back in the day, because I remember Curry being on Davidson.
Yeah.
And like tournament time and watching him play. And I'm thinking, how's this smallish type guy going to translate? How's his game? And then it came down to like, no, this guy's like a marksman shooting. But how are people talking about Kobe Bryant coming out. Like, because I say I have an idea what Curry was coming out, and then how he turned out.
Were they It was not clear with Kobe that he was going to be great until about year four, because he was so reckless and took so many bad shots. Had a big playoff moment against the Utah Jazz at the end of a game where it's just like he could not make the right play. He looked so overwhelmed and immature,
right?
For the late 90s after he joined the Lakers, and until they really crystallized,
he just developed into this all-timer, right?
He was very much a kid that was unprepared, to the point that the Lakers didn't trust to play him much more than 15 minutes a game or so his rookie year.
See, I just wonder, because like, say, watching Curry play at Davidson, I'm thinking, this guy's, what a great shooter, you know? But other than that, you really kind of unimpressed.
I mean, he could get to the bucket and make those, little baby running hooks off glass and stuff, but you didn't think he was going to be able to do that at the NBA level.
That's, the question, because I was thinking about, like, the size limitations and stuff like that is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, you know, he overcame that
a lot,
you know? But, I mean, still defensively never overcame it. The Golden State Warriors were the last dynasty because the way that their team building dynamics came together, they were just able to build a team that nobody could really compete with. You know, and that's how he got his championships, was like by Bob Myers out team building the rest of the league. If you ask me, I don't think it was really Steph Curry's brilliance. I think they were great teams. But, you know, it really gets interesting with Garnett at 16 ahead of Jokic, ahead of Dirk, ahead of Karl Malone.
The KG stuff is,
it's weird.
I don't really understand it, and it's not to slight him, but Dirk and Jokic, no brainers I would take over Kevin Garnett.
Like,
and
their
track record of Dirk versus Garnett always went Dirk's way.
And I get the defensive player of the year stuff, right? So like, KG defended Dirk, not a great defender, but Dirk owned KG anytime that they would play. And over Jokic, you talk about a guy carrying a team to a championship. And Jokic, how many MVPs is he going to have by the time he retires? When he's already got three. Yeah. Jokic is probably going to be in the top. I mean, he could be pushing to make the top 10 of this list when he's done.
Yeah, you know, I did think Garnett was a really, really good player, but I thought that was a little bit too high. Luka at 57 is amazing, and you look at the players around him, like they have Ray Allen at 51 and Reggie Miller at 54. I would have thought Luka had done enough already to be considered for higher than Dirk, who's at 17, you know, and maybe they want to see more. Maybe it's more about the longevity of your career as Bleacher Report's looking at it. But I thought Luka at 57 was pretty dang low. Like, again, if I'm starting a team right now, I do believe I want Luka over Steph Curry.
Oh, in their primes?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's I wouldn't fight you on it. I wouldn't fight you on it.
You seem like, to me, that just listening to the last two discussions that's involved Curry.
No.
He likes Curry. I think you kind of seem like, to me, you're defending Curry in a way.
Well,
Because Gavin was talking about if you were going to build a team, and I thought you made a good point. Dawson saying, well, I would do with Kobe Bryant,
And ultimately, I would, too.
But you seem like, to me, just listening to you, the last two times that Curry's name has been put against somebody. Like, Luka, you kind of step back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's easier to make the argument Steph over Luka than Steph over Kobe because of the two way aspect. And I'm it's tough because Steph wasn't even the MVP a lot of times in those finals, right?
No,
he wasn't.
And so
Iguodala.
It was Iguodala.
It took until 2022, his last championship, for him to finally get it.
Right. And the fact that they were able to, the fact that a 73 win team was able to turn around and pick up a free agent like Kevin Durant, and that's the reason why we're in the world in the day and age we are in the sport.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, if a team, the clear, like a record-setting win team, is able to just go get a Kevin Durant in free agency, this is now completely unfair.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I also just want to make sure that the respect is totally there with Steph, because he is a game-changing, otherworldly, like, I don't know that we'll ever see a shooter like that.
And, you know, Luka has his liabilities as well, you know, and he's not going to be nearly the leader. He's not going to take as high quality of shot. His free throw shooting is going to be way lower.
Yes, but I also don't think that Steph would have put a team like those Mavericks on his back and get to a Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals.
One and done.
You know? Yeah. So that's the
the big thing.
You're looking at a lot of rebounds from Luka, which definitely has defensive value, and you're looking at a significant more amount of assists. You know, the passing out of double teams for Luka is something that he was gifted to do by God, where Steph Curry is like, yeah, you know, if you let me pump fake a guy and get him in the air, I'm going to go around him and I can make plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's totally different. But Steph Curry, best three-point shooter in the game in a three-point era. I don't think you'd be doing the wrong thing if you decided to go with Curry over Luka. I think I would just take Luka. What else is interesting? AD comes in at 45, 12 spots higher than Luka. How wild's that? Wild?
It's got to be because he's got a championship.
Yeah, I think they're waiting too much for career accomplishments in this because they got Westbrook at 48. That's a joke.
That's a joke.
I mean, Westbrook's ahead of Damian Lillard, who cooked him in the playoffs multiple times, and Luka, who cooked him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going, again, I just think you can't understate how impressive it is to put a team on your back and get them to a championship. You've never once seen Anthony Davis come anywhere close to that. Mm-mm. Same with Russell Westbrook.
Well, are we killing Westbrook right now because the latter part of his career, because of the poor shots? But there was a time that he was a triple-double machine.
No,
right?
He was a box.
I mean, are we not giving him enough credit for? Maybe they put him in that spot because of his career, not what he's done the last 5 years.
At that time, I was very critical of him, even when he was doing his triple double. I was saying he's just accumulating stats.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. He has the ball a lot.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's a great athlete, and he takes a lot of shots, and you know he draws a lot of attention. But he was never an efficient enough scorer to be a champion in that role.
Okay,
you know he was just a great statistical producer. Any other takeaways from that list, Woolchuck, that you thought were interesting?
No. I mean, 1 and 2, obviously, I thought. They're there. I mean, the other ones were, I mean.
And what were 1 and 2?
You've got LeBron 2, MJ 1. Hakeem Olajuwon, I wondered, should he be a little bit higher? He was right behind Kobe. They had him at 12. Like, should he have cracked the top 10? But
he could have, but he didn't stay healthy.
Like, who would you take out?
Yeah.
You know, you've got Wilt, Bird, Duncan at 7. I mean, is Duncan too high at 7?
You know, usually people put Duncan ahead of Shaq. So I thought they had Duncan appropriately slotted there in that area. I thought Magic Johnson at, 4 was very interesting because you talk about a guy that could not shoot threes, did not play great defense, and was not a prolific scorer. You're looking at like 20 points per game for a lot of his career. You know, he had a lot of guys to get the ball to. But, you know, what would Magic Johnson's career look like if he started today? He might be the new GOAT. But one thing's for sure, he did not really play great defense. 5-time champ, 3-time MVP. They put him there. But if I'm starting a team, I mean, Magic Johnson might be the best leader. But there's a bunch of guys like Shaq's probably going to impact winning more. Tim Duncan's going to impact winning more. Wilt Chamberlain, you know, a lot of these guys as you make your way through the top 15, top 20, I think it'd be interesting. You know, compared to him. All right, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, we got 3 hours down and 2 to go. Chief, what's in store?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring Arch Manning, Brock Bowers, and Ocho Cinco next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.